Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios as we head into hour number three here on a funky flashback Friday. We got our man Lamar Mitchell, the MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports, coming up at the bottom of the hour to get you right for your betting weekend. Rob needs to listen to Lamar. Maybe you need to call him before you do Shekel City every day.
Lamar got his own job. He can't help me out every night. I'm winning tonight, Chris. Are you kidding? I picked some winners tonight. Have you been following the scores?
Yeah, I got the games on.
What you got?
I'm just relaxing, though, until it's over, because you never know.
I ain't saying I won.
You look good for a little while yesterday, too.
Yeah, I was looking good. And then I got my feelings hurt.
Speaking of looking good, your thoughts on Kyrie Irving coming back, Rob, do you like it? We'll be quick.
Yeah. No, I just think you need to be all the way in. I think chemistry could wind up biting them. And the other thing, too, was him not being available. God forbid he gets COVID in a playoffs or at some point. You know, like there's a lot of stuff that can happen. And then you say you did all that for what? You don't even have him. I just think. You want to make when people make commitments to teams and whatnot, everybody's got to be committed in this situation, and only because of where they are in New York. If this was anywhere else, Chris, I'm fine. It's about
playing. Well, yeah, he'd be able to play. Yeah, huh? If he was somewhere else. He'd be playing.
Yeah, right. But he's not. He's in New York. And nobody else on the two New York teams is not able to play except for him. That's what I'm saying.
The bottom line is they're doing this to win. That's it. I'm not buying. Do you buy, Rob, that, oh, we got so many players out?
No, I don't buy that.
Because why would you bring back somebody that's not vaccinated?
Right. He's not vaccinated.
You've been ravaged by it.
And he can't play. And he can't play at home.
Right.
So you haven't solved anything numbers-wise, Chris.
Exactly. What you've done is maybe put him in harm's way.
Exactly.
Other players. I'm with you. Like, look, I get it. They're trying to spin it. This is one reason and one reason only. They don't think they look very good without Kyrie. And, Rob, I don't know how this came to pass, but I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin Durant might have went to somebody in authority and been like, hey, you know, I think maybe we should look at bringing Kyrie in. I really wouldn't be surprised, Rob, because we know that they don't do this, and rightly so, without KD and James Harden being on board.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree with that 100%.
I think
a lot
that's
of people
what
have
about.
To be on board because.
Absolutely.
And again, let's just be fair. Other guys are playing in the NBA who are not vaccinated. So,
and the NFL. Right.
Exactly. So it's not just Kyrie, and it's unfair to just act as if it's just him.
Right.
My only thing is about he just happens to play in New York City. The same way that Wiggins with the Warriors plays in San Francisco.
Well, remember, he went and got vaccinated.
He got vaccinated. Yeah. What we got to do, right? He could have sat out. Yep.
And good for the Warriors because he's playing well.
Exactly. That's he made the commitment to the team.
Right.
That's all.
And the other thing is this, Rob. They are paying Kyrie. They were paying him $17 million plus to sit on his butt and post Black History post on IG. All right. So they said, you know, look, there is an element too of, you know what, man, get your butt out here. We paying you. You're going to earn this money. So we'll see how it works out. I like it. I initially was against him playing just in road games, but I don't think the Nets have looked all that great. I mean, yeah, they got the first seed, but they haven't beat many good teams. So I think it's all about winning a championship. And I think their best chance to do that, even with him playing part-time, at this point, I think it's to go get Kyrie, and they're doing it. All right, Rob, let's get to a story we've alluded to several times. But last night, Brandon Staley, head coach, first-year head coach of the L.A. Chargers, went for it on fourth down, Rob, 5 times.
Is that an NFL record, Chris? Seriously,
I haven't seen anything like that. But you're right. You usually
five times? Like it just doesn't happen that often.
But anyway, and they converted 2 of them, but in not converting the other 3, they left 9 points on the board. I said earlier, Rob, it's not maybe you feel this differently. To me, it's not as black and white and saying they left 9 points on the board. They lost by less than that. I don't remember what the exact – what was the exact score? Let's see.
They lost by 6. Remember?
They lost by 6. Right. They lost by 6. They left 9 points on the board. They would have won. I don't think it's as easy as saying that because I think circumstances impact the way guys play, the way coaches call the game, so on and so forth. So I think it was so early, things just would have happened differently, and who knows who would have won. But I didn't agree with the moves, Rob. And I'll say it because of it. And he made, you know, Steve DeSager, our great update guy, got upset because a caller called him a computer geek. I thought the caller was playing around, but, you know, he did call him a computer geek. And here's the thing, Rob. He made those moves based on a computer. It wasn't feel. It was a computer told you that you have a better probability of getting the first down, so go for it. That's what it was. Because, Rob, the computer did say, the analytics said every time they went for it, they should go for it. So in that instance, you are not listening to your football instincts.
Right.
You're listening to a computer.
Or Chris, the pace or what the game is. There are games, and I brought it up earlier. Can you give me, what was the official, the final score? That Rams. I'm talking about the Rams Chiefs game. When it was when the Rams beat them 54-52.
54-51, I think.
Or whatever it was, Chris.
Yeah, a few years
ago. Was a game where feeling the game, you need to score. Like, field goals weren't going to help you in that game. So you gotta have a feel for what game is taking place.
Right.
That's what I mean.
They were holding. Mahomes had the first drive was great, and that was it.
And it was until and the they had scored quarter. 13 points through the almost three quarters, Chris.
Right.
Like that wasn't the game. Like if you're feeling it and going, wow, they scored the first 10. We're up 14-10. Here's the last play of the half. Let's kick the field goal. We're up by three. I mean, up by seven.
Seven.
What would have been so terrible, Chris, on that last play to do that and kick the field goal? That's the one that bothered me.
I agree. And Rob, when did 3 points become something to sneeze at?
I know. I just...
I mean, I'm... So,
how many NFL games do we watch and go... 3 points.
You kicker. Say it all the time, and there's truth to it. I mean, you say it with, you know, a negative meaning, but still, there's truth to it. How many of the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's first Super Bowl?
Hello.
Really, the first one was when it was Vinatieri, I think, hit two field goals and then one in the next two. But still, the field goals were huge.
They were huge. How about when Bill Parcells won his Super Bowl, Chris? That's when Scott Norwood missed the field goal. Yep. He missed a field goal for Buffalo. I mean, we could go on and on and on about
Well, this season, Rob, how many times has there been 2 minutes left or less and a team's got the football and you're like, oh, gosh, all they need to do is get in field goal range.
Right.
And it seems like they do it just about every time, right?
It's unbelievable how they can't move the ball the whole game.
Right.
And then it comes down to the because the defense is, you know.
Well, and they're not prevent at that point.
Right.
You know, they know they got to stop them from getting the field goal range, but they move. But the point is, Rob, 3 points, I get it. It's not seven, but it's valuable. It's valuable. I'm sorry. Like, here's what it boils down to, Rob. Brandon Staley, and look, he's off to a nice start. I mean, they're 8-6. Let's not act like they've been world beaters.
I was
right?
going to say, yeah. Like,
they were 7-9 a year ago.
They're not in the playoffs, right? It ain't that far away, right, from where they were.
So, I mean, he's viewed as one of the little boy geniuses, and maybe he is. But I tell you what, Rob, when you do things like this, I mean, in any circumstance, but this puts even more of a target on you. You better win.
But see, Chris,
you better win. It better work.
Here's my other thing too, and I get with trying to have an identity, but there's also about playing to the game situation. And let's go back to the Atlanta Patriots Super Bowl, Chris. Okay, Shanahan in that Super Bowl, you remember? It's third down. Julio Jones makes a great catch on the sidelines. You remember? Sets up Chris. First and 10 at the 22. At the 22-yard line, you're already in field goal range. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, you're right.
You're up by 8. If you kick a field goal, you're up by 11. That means Tom Brady has to score 2 touchdowns in the final 2.5 minutes, Chris. 2, not 1.
Well, 1. He could score 1. If you're up by 11... You got to get the two, you know, the 2 point conversion.
No, right. But I'm just saying,
you got to get a touchdown,
no,
2 point
to beat
conversion,
you.
And a field goal, 2 possessions.
Right.
Oh, that's to what beat I'm you, yeah, 2.
To
right.
beat you. He can't beat you. Okay.
Right.
What are they doing? Instead of running the football to set up the field goal and eating clock, right? You run, Chris.
You're absolutely right.
He throws the ball. There's a hold, 10-yard penalty. There's a sack. They lose 12, 15 yards. Guess what? They're out of field goal range. I don't care if you threw all year, Chris. That's not throwing downs. Those are not throwing downs. Those are winning downs, right?
You're absolutely right.
That's what I'm talking about, a feel for the game.
Well, Rob, and I agree with you, but we can't throw this out. This is a possibility. that some of these young coaches who have this reputation, Shanahan, now Brandon Staley.
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Right, Kellen Moore, who's not the head coach, but he's offensive coordinator in Dallas. They want to show off.
Yep. They Maybe don't Matt look LaFleur good handing the ball
right,
off.
Right. Kicking field goals. Oh, it looks great when, you know, for 100 years, you kicked the field goal when it was 4th and 5. And now here comes a little hot shot that played and coached Division III football, right? Doesn't have the stature of some of these other coaches in the NFL. And he's outsmarting everybody because he's converting on 4th and 5, 4th and 7, 4th and 9. And he did convert on 4th and 9 last time they played the Chiefs. But I don't know Brandon Staley, so I don't know his motives. I'm just saying I'm not taking it off the board, Rob, that there's a little show off in that. That there's a little ego
there's a
in
lot,
that.
There's a lot of show off because you're right. Kicking field goals. Bill Belichick threw 3 passes, Chris, to win a game.
Thank you.
He
I
threw
bet
3
that didn't
passes.
Look good analytically.
It didn't. You were like, what? This game is terrible. What is he doing?
2021?
He's trying to win. He wants to win, Chris. It don't matter how. I don't get it.
Thank you. And, Rob, here's the other thing. Because Brandon Staley defended himself last night after the game, and he defended himself today as well.
Do we have that sound?
And here, one thing, yeah, play the sound.
The real football people understand that what I'm doing is playing to the strengths of our football team. And what I'm doing is I'm trying to make the decisions that I think are going to win us the game, that are going to win us the game. And I'm ready to live with all that smoke that comes with it. I've been very transparent about that. What makes football and competition so great is that there aren't going to be perfect decisions, but you need to be able to live with the decisions. And your team needs to know why you're making these decisions so that they can live with them too. You know, I know the way that my mindset is. I know the way that our mindset is around
30.
Here.
This is enough.
I also understand.
We got it.
I've heard
it. And Chris,
what he's saying.
You know what he said? Real football people.
Thank you.
Did you hear that?
That's what he could have stopped it right after that.
Real football people know what I'm doing. You guys don't know football.
Thank you. 100 years they've been playing football, and I get it. The game changes. You make new discoveries and all that. But I bet you, Rob, Bill Belichick is kicking a few of those field goals.
Absolutely,
is he a
Chris,
real football player? And I'm gonna give you here. I'm gonna cut right to the chase. Is Andy Reid a real football guy?
Right. Yeah.
Because Andy Reid yesterday, right in Brandon Staley's face, 4th and 7. Now you might say, well, 4th and 7. Staley went for it on 4th and 5. And then when they played the Chiefs in the early in the season, he went for it on 4th and 9. So this is within the range. 4th and 7 from the Chargers' 11-yard line, Rob. What does Andy Reid do? Kicks a field goal.
Yep.
They go up 10-0, but I guess he's not a real football person.
Right.
4th and 8.
He could have said, Chris, wait, we already got 7. We got the lead. We could bludgeon them right here in their home field. Let's go for it. Let's go for the jugular. No.
I got Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill. I'm aggressive.
They can't beat us. It's the Chargers. They stink. We can do whatever we want. No. We want
the
points.
And then, Rob, early in the third quarter, 4th and 8. They're down 14-10. At the Chargers 14. Okay, you're right there in the red zone again. They kick a field goal.
Yep.
So I'm just, and Rob, and I mean, again, circumstances change, but I think it's fair to say they're not tied at the end of the game if they don't get those 2 field goals.
Right. They wouldn't have been, no doubt.
And let me say this last thing about analytics, Rob, because we've talked about it ad nauseum in all types of sports. But analytics, like last night when I said the numbers supported the Staley going for it on 4th down. You know what those numbers don't do, Rob, though? They're not specific to the teams that are playing. They're numbers from all over the league. This year, historically. So they don't care. They don't know. The numbers don't know if the opposing quarterback is Patrick Mahomes or Daniel Jones.
Exactly, right.
They don't know if the opposing defense is great or paper thin. So you got to, like you said, feel for the game, who we playing. And I guess he can say he took that into account because the Chiefs can score. But like you said, they weren't scoring last night.
They weren't scoring to that point, Chris. And that's right. Like the nature of that game. All right, we want to hear 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Was Brandon Staley right or wrong? Maybe Rob and I are just old cavemen stuck in the dark ages. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got free services that you need to help you get back on the road. Things like their free AutoZone Fix Finder services. Now, with over 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got a lot easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think of Brandon Staley's decisions not to kick field goals?
All right, let's kick it off with James in Oklahoma. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, James?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Good.
I'm not a Kansas City fan. Neither am I a Patriot fan. But you got to love Brady, and you have to love Mahomes. I am 62 years old. I have never saw a game so embarrassing. Never, ever. And it's kind of like a relationship with the girl. Okay, here comes this guy with the Rolls with no engine, and I got a little Volkswagen, but it's brand new. So, hey, you take the Volkswagen. Why didn't they want the 3 points?
Good question.
Right. I'm telling you, these coaches are acting like three points don't count.
Is nothing. Go right. Ask Adam Vinatieri.
My gosh.
Right? For the Patriots.
Unbelievable.
Go ask him 3 points.
Unbelievable. All right, good call.
Thanks for appreciate that. Emmett in Olympia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Emmett?
What's up, Rob and Chris? How you guys doing on the Funky Flashback Friday?
Yes, you too. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. My take on Brandon Staley is this. Last night was pretty bad for the Chargers. I mean, I like, you know, the University of Oregon. It's like, I like Justin Herbert. It's like, I'm a Seahawks fan, but, I'm cool with the Chargers too. And that was horrible. Like, I saw a stat on Twitter that said, if you kick one field goal, if you're the Chargers, you would have won that game. And I get the Chargers have had bad kickers in the past, but Dustin Hopkins is doing pretty solid this year.
Yes.
And I get it too, you know, a fourth and one. Okay, yeah, roll the dice. But it was more than once, and then, like you guys said, the fourth and seven. It's just, I don't get the logic.
No, I mean, look.
No one's saying he has to kick every single time. Chris, there's circumstances.
Right.
I get it. But it just didn't make like the one at the like I said, I'm gonna want to repeat myself, but the one at the half, I scratched my head.
It just kept happening time and time again.
Yeah, no doubt. Andy in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Chris, I usually give you right now a big keep it, but you're an old man. Get off my lawn tonight. You're going with Rob. He's the old man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I was hoping we'd get somebody that would support Stanley.
Oh, my goodness. Come
on
now.
You just got off the computer, didn't you?
You just got off the computer.
No, I did not.
He's been off for 12 hours.
You know what? You know what? I still have an old Android. I don't even know what an iPhone is.
Uh-oh.
Anyhow, hey, guys. Hey, how about this? How about this take? What if this is, kind of a move towards changing the game, the NFL game, similar to the way the Warriors and Steph Curry changed the NBA game?
So losing biggest game since they've been in Los Angeles.
No. Hear me out. One thing. Maybe this is just, a bump along the road here. And this is developing into something bigger over time. And they just this becomes a habit.
I hear where you're going.
And Herbert's thinking the kid to do it.
In 10 years, is everybody doing this, going for it four downs instead of three? No, here's what
I'm thinking.
Say.
It's Herbert, though. Herbert might be the Curry. He might be the one.
Here's what I'd say. You mentioned the Warriors. The Warriors shoot a lot of mid-range shots as well. When they were winning those championships, they did. The Warriors had a lot of backdoor cuts and layups and things like that, too. Kevin Durant, as great as he is, he's averaging 4 3-point attempts a game.
Right.
Like, he's a mid-range killer. Kawhi Leonard, mid-range. Last year, how did Phoenix get to the finals? Mid-range. How did Milwaukee win the championship? They shot 35% from three in the finals. Not good. That Giannis dominated inside. I'm just saying, like, there's a balance. And we saw, I'm talking basketball now, but Mike D'Antoni, Rob, 27 straight three-pointers they missed. Game seven against the Warriors. How about a 15-footer here and there?
How ridiculous was that? It just was ridiculous. And, Chris, the other point is, yeah, Mike D'Antoni changed the game the way he played with his eye. How many championships did he win?
Right. That's the thing.
How many?
And we've talked about it in baseball, football, and basketball.
Billy Bean is the father of analytics with the Oakland A's. I'll wait when you tell me what championships he's won.
There it is. It is the I Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hit it. You can hit it while I read this this update. No, that is the update. All right, Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports. He is the guru. He is the man. He can put money in your pocket. So listen up. For the next 8 minutes. What's up, brother? How are you?
How you doing?
Good, good, good. How you guys doing tonight?
We're great,
doing
man.
Better
we are
than
great.
Brandon Staley, I'll tell you that.
Lamar, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously you deal with numbers and likelihoods and all of that. What did you think about Brandon Staley going for all those fourth downs and for going to field goals?
I thought it was, you got to put the points on the board. I mean, you got to put the points on the board. End of the first half, you got to put the points on the board. Whether, you know, even if it's a 3-point, you just got to put – there's no other way to say it. It's just ludicrous, 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 not putting those points on the board.
All right, yeah, you are
especially at the half right there, the last play of the half. Get a field goal, walk off feeling good, and
right,
then do it.
Right. Yep.
All right, Lamar, the COVID postponements, we've seen 3-game times change, days changed. How do these alter the way that Vegas and bettors approach these games?
Well, it's let's take the Raiders-Browns. I mean, we open that up. The Browns is a 6.5-point favorite. And then once we got all those COVID injuries for the Browns, the Raiders became a 1.5-point favorite, and they bet that up all the way to 4.5. But we have the game off right now. So with all three games, we've seen action like that. It's just been crazy because you get these injuries and you got to adjust on the fly because the Sharps will, they say, the Sharps will get the information and they'll be like, hey, well, this guy's not playing and we haven't received the information yet. So it's just been a topsy-turvy with these games, you know, adjusting them, putting them up, taking them down. One side's a favorite, the other side's a favorite, and they haven't, you know, really shown anything as far as on the field, but it's been crazy.
Yeah, you don't want somebody to sneak in there with a big bet knowing, you know what I mean, like before you know.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Patriots, Colts, let's talk about that game. Just home field advantage for the Colts. Colts minus 2.5, is that what that is? Or does Vegas have some doubts about Mac Jones after only 3 passes against Buffalo? What is that?
Well, Joe Public doesn't have any doubts on Mac Jones. They're all over the Patriots as far as Joe Public. But the Sharps on the Colts, they have been on the Colts steady. We opened at 1.5 up to 2.5. That was due to sharp play.
I like the Colts in that game, too.
Believe it or not, I mean, like I say, I mean, ticket count, Joe Public's all over the Colts. Even with the sharp play, the money still is coming on. Ticket count is 4-1 in favor of the Patriots from Joe Public. And the money still, even with the sharp play, is still in the favor of the Patriots, about 4-1.
All right. The Cowboys, 10.5-point favorites over the Giants at New York. Does Vegas think the Cowboys' offense is back to normal as they start to get their core guys back? I mean, you know, they haven't looked great lately, that's for sure.
No, they haven't looked great, but the public Cowboys, you know, it's the Cowboys, and I hate to say it, you know, they're kind of like the Packers. When they win, people are going to bet them no matter what. You know, okay. Rob and I talked about the Chiefs. They were always betting on the Chiefs. Right. I mean, money on this game is 5-1 in the favor of the Cowboys, and ticket count is about 3-1 in favor of the Cowboys. But that's all public because it really we haven't seen any sharp play, significant sharp play in this game at all. I mean, taking the 10.5 or even laying the 10.5. So it's just all public. And until, you know, even with their offensive struggles, the defense has been playing well, and they're getting those defensive guys back. And the public's still on the Cowboys.
How about Packers at the Ravens? It looks like that's really their toughest game the rest of the year. But there's uncertainty about Lamar Jackson's status. And should the line be higher? I know it's a road game. I know it's Baltimore. Give him some respect. But that seemed like the way Rodgers has been playing of late, four touchdowns against the Bears. Is that, should that spread be higher or no?
This might be a trap game. I'm just going to say the Sharps did lay the 5.5 when we were at – we opened at 6.5, and they went back down to 5 to 4 and then laid it back up to 6.5. So the Sharps are on this game, but they also took it – they also took the Ravens when it was +7. But the, it's basically like we discussed before. Packers are public money and tickets all over on the Packers. So, I mean, you could say without Jackson, it looks like it's going to be a walkover. But this might be one of those games where, you know, Baltimore, I don't recall what the number is, how many they've lost in a row. But this is a crucial game for them. So they might be a little bit more desperate in this situation, whether they go with Jackson or whether they go with the backup quarterback from running Utes.
Right. All right, last thing from us, Lamar. Vikings are 6-point favorites over the Bears in Chicago. Are the Bears that bad that they're going to soothe the bettors' doubts about primetime Kirk Cousins? You know, there's legends about primetime Kirk Cousins not getting it done.
Yeah, it appears so because money is about 12-1 in favor of the Vikings.
I don't like the Bears at all.
Nobody does. I mean, ticket count is about 4-1 in favor of the Vikings. We opened this up at 3.5. The Sharps have just steadily pounded this all the way up to 6.5. It's down to 5.5 now. But, yeah, nobody's given the Bears any credit. It's Joe Public. The Sharps are all over the Vikings on this game here.
All right, that is our man, the MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports, Lamar Mitchell. Have a great weekend,
Lamar.
Brother.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, you guys
buddy.
Have a great weekend, too. Thanks for having me, fellas.
We'll talk to you next week.
Pigskin Pickoff is next. The route continues.
You didn't route me last week. Stop it.
Overall, it's a route.
No, last week was not a route.
Overall, it's a season-long race.
Whatever.
And I'm smoking you. Bring in the music, Heavy.
Are you? Or are you rubbing it on me? I mean, you know, you can smoke it, rub it, gummy it, whatever.
No, I ain't rubbing nothing on you. Heavy, bring in the music.
No, Heavy, go to break.
Pigskin Pickoff. I'm saying. Pigskin Pickoff's next. What you waiting for?
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. Chris, Rob, the Heavy, Bo Benson, and Steve DeSager all in full effect live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And do you think it's okay to drive stone? None of us do. All five of us are against it. Because the truth is, your reaction time slow way down when you're high. All right? So you're not only putting yourself in danger, you're putting everybody around you in danger. So stop kidding around. If you've been using marijuana in any way, shape, or form, all right, gummy bears, brownies, just plain smoking it, however, whatever, rubbing it on you, head massage, rub I don't me know, down. Scalp, yeah. Don't get behind the wheel, all right? I know it's legal, but don't get behind the wheel. If you feel different, folks, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. This is paid for by NHTSA. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
All right.
Hey, Bo, are you there?
Bo, you ready?
Yeah, guys. So last week, you both went 3-2. So this week, we'll start it off with the...
what's the overall scores? I'm just...
we don't have time for that. Come on, let's go.
The running total is Chris 32, 22-1, and Rob 24-30-1.
That's 60%.
But there's time to turn it around. Don't
what
worry.
What is Rob? Exactly. What was Go Rob? Ahead, I want to know. I want to know what the. I want to know how close it is. What is it?
24-30-1. But okay. We'll start off this week with the Patriots at the Colts. The Colts are favored by 2.5 points.
I'm going with the Colts. I believe in New England. I like them. I think Mac Jones is good. I think they're gonna make the playoffs and maybe make some noise. But I think the Colts are more desperate, Rob. They're at home. They can run the football, which is an Achilles heel of the New England defense to some degree. So I think Indy in this one. I like Indy.
Unfortunately, we agree on this. I think the Colts. I like the Colts in this game as well. Patriots have won, what, Chris, 17?
Yeah, they're due to lose. That's another.
You know what I mean? Like,
they're not that good, right?
Right, exactly. So we shall see. I got the Colts minus 2.5.
All right, the Bengals head to Denver to take on the Broncos, who are favored by 3 points at home.
Go ahead, Rob.
I'm going to take every time I bet against Denver, they do something to me. I'm going to take the Bengals in this game. They win a big game on the road against Denver with the 3 points. I'm going with the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Cincinnati, obviously, it's coming off a tough loss to San Francisco. And if I'm not mistaken, they lost the week before. So their playoff hopes
like
are fading.
It's like they're playing for their lives, right?
Right. So they've lost two straight. So they got to come back with a good win. So I do think they win, Cincinnati.
All right. The Packers head to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Packers are favored by 7, and there might be no Lamar Jackson in this game.
Yeah, look, obviously, if Lamar doesn't play, this is going to screw me up. But I think Green Bay wins. But I think Baltimore keeps it close, and I'm taking Baltimore and the points. I think they lose, but I like them with the points. And I give them a shot to win because they're desperate too, Rob. They need to go ahead and get a win.
Yeah, I'm with or without, I'm going to take the Packers. I know 7 points is a lot. The way they've been playing and putting up points, I just think that they'll roll. I got the Packers minus the 7. I wish it was 6.5, but I'll take the minus 7.
All right. The Saints head to Tampa Bay to take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, who are favored by 11.5 points at home.
Where are you going, Rob?
I'm gonna take the Saints in the 11.5, only because it's a divisional game. I know their coach is out, right?
Right. Sean. I don't think he's going to be there, Sean.
Yeah, he's not going to be there. I'm going to take the Saints plus the 11. That's a lot of points.
Look, the Saints have given Tampa Bay trouble. They beat them, right? But I think that New Orleans is worn down. Their quarterback play has been poor. You mentioned Sean Payton's not there. And I think Tampa wants to send a little message. I think it's time. It's winning time. All right. The season's coming to an end. They have to get ready for the playoffs. And I think Tampa looked good last week. And I think they're going to be playing their best football. So I do. That's a lot of points. But I think they want to send a message to a team that's giving them some problems. So I'm going with Tampa Bay in this one.
All right, last one. The Vikings take on the Bears, with the Vikings being a 6-point favorite on the road.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. I like Minnesota. I mean, Chicago, there's nothing really there.
This might be a 200-shekel bet. I'm serious. I don't like the Bears at all.
So we both got Minnesota in this one.
All right. Thanks, Bo.
All right, there it is. And, Bo, one more time, what are the totals?
I can't hear you. What? Hello?
Chris,
go to my end. Hello?
Chris, 32, 22, and 1, and then Rob, 24, 30, and 1.
Music to a brother's
ears. I've been Chris
ears.
The last 2 years, and now
no,
he's feeling
no,
all good.
No, we're 1-1,
no,
Rob.
No,
no, we years. Never finished last year. Remember,
no,
Rob,
they,
he
Rob
lost
G lost
numbers.
Them, Bo, but I was winning easily.
Them. Yeah, but he lost
year.
Them in, like, week 12 or week 11 or something.
I mean,
it was way early.
It was convenient.
I was going to roll. You were winning earlier this year, but then I turned it on. Like
it ain't over. We still got 3 weeks
to
go.
Oh, it's over, brother. It's over. It's over. But we'll have the postseason for you to have a chance to
pass out a few Mastro's gift cards and things change.
When you going, by the way? Have you figured out who that special lady is?
Yeah, this is
going
to be a date night for sure, Chris.
I know. Now, do you know? Let me ask you this. You don't have to say it, but do you know the date, or is it somebody you haven't met yet?
No. I have somebody in mind, but I'm also open to somebody new.
Oh,
I have somebody in mind.
Okay. Care to
you'll get pictures with this. Not, you know, just the G-rated dinner pictures, okay?
look. Don't get us in trouble, man. Don't get yourself in trouble, all right?
No, it's Friday night, 30 seconds. I'm trying to get out of here.
Where are you headed? Are you staying in town or you out?
Yeah. Going out to dinner with friends tonight. Yep.
Okay. All right. It is the iCouple. About to sign off, so go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, download, subscribe, 5 stars, a comment, and keep it locked right here. We got Jason Smith and Mike Harmon next, and they bring heat!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.